This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass lovebirds out there, let's talk weddings. I know you're scrolling through Instagram dreaming of that perfect day. And let's be real, the bar is where the party really goes down right. So if you want your wedding to be lit AF, you need a killer bartender. And that's where today's deep dive comes in. We're going to spill the tea on Barrel and Bloom Co., a mobile bartending service in Colorado run by a guy named Tom Gennaro.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's not just some dude slinging drinks. We're going to unpack what makes Barrel and Bloom so unique, drawing from interviews and some behind-the-scenes glimpses into their world.
Okay, so Tom's story. This is basically the ultimate screw the 9-to-5, chase your dreams fantasy. Dude was stuck in a corporate gig, probably wearing a tie that sucked the life out of him. And had this epiphany. Wait a minute. I should be shaking cocktails, not crunching numbers.
Yeah, pretty much. He described his corporate job as painfully boring. And he missed the energy of connecting with people and making them happy. What's cool is that this led him back to his bartending roots from college, almost like it was meant to be.
Right. It's like sometimes the universe just gives you a giant neon sign that says, this is your fucking path, bitch. And for Tom, that sign was glowing brighter than a disco ball in a dark room.
I love that analogy. And talk about a sign. Tom's aha moment hit him while he was traveling in Cartagena, Colombia, who was watching this amazing mixologist totally vibing with the crowd. And it just clicked. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's the kind of travel story that makes you want to pack your bags and chase adventure, Brighton. But here's what separates Tom from the rest of us daydreamers. He actually took action. He didn't just think about it. He built a damn empire.
Exactly. And he wasn't just thinking about himself. He saw a huge gap in the wedding market. Think about it. You spend months, maybe years, planning this epic celebration, and then you get stuck with bartenders who are basically just going through the motions. You know it's a total buzzkill. Ugh, tell me about it. A shitty bartender can straight up ruin a wedding. It's like you're trying to celebrate love and happiness, and then you've got this grumpy ass behind the bar killing the vibe. Tom witnessed this firsthand during the wedding boom of like 2021, 2022. Couples were shelling out big bucks for their dream day. But the bar experience was often a major letdown. He even had a close friend who had a nightmare experience with rude bartenders. And that's when the light bulb really went off.
Right. So Tom saw this need and said, hold my Cosmo, I'm about to shake things up. And that's how Barrel and Bloom was born.
So let's talk about the name because damn, it's pretty freaking cool. Barrel and Bloom. It's like rugged and romantic all at the same time. What was Tom going for with that?
He actually wanted to capture both masculine and feminine energy, and I think he nailed it. You've got the barrel, which evokes images of whiskey wood, that strong and sturdy vibe, and then bloom, which brings in flowers, growth, beauty. It's a perfect balance, just like a perfectly crafted cocktail. Okay, but it's more than just a clever name, right? What are the vibes? What makes Barrel and Bloom stand out from all the other basic-ass bartending services out there?
From everything we've learned, it comes down to three core values. Joy, connection, and personalization. Tom really emphasizes that his team is all about crafting an experience, not just serving drinks. They want to bring the party, not just pour it.
Okay, so they're not just robots behind the bar. They're bringing the energy, the personality, the good times.
Exactly. And that personalization aspect is key. Tom and his team go above and beyond to create a unique experience for each couple. They offer free tastings to help couples choose their signature cocktails. They create custom menus. And they really listen to the couple's vision for their wedding. They want to make sure the drinks reflect their personalities and love story.
That's the kind of attention to detail I can get behind. It's like having a booze fairy godmother who magically creates the perfect drink menu for your happily ever after.
I love that. And let's not forget about their commitment to sustainability. They source local ingredients whenever possible and use eco-friendly practices.
Okay, so they're not just amazing bartenders. They're also eco-conscious badasses. I'm officially obsessed.
Right. It's like they're ticking all the boxes. But a killer brand and eco-friendly practices don't mean squat if the team sucks. So how does Tom find bartenders who are not only skilled, but also fun and engaging? You know the kind of people you'd actually want to party with at your wedding.
That's the million-dollar question. Because, let's be honest, a bad bartender can single-handedly suck the joy out of any celebration.
He admitted it was a struggle at first, especially finding people who were both skilled and could handle the pressure of a wedding without losing their cool. Apparently, he tapped into his personal network, reaching out to friends in the service industry who he knew are hardworking and knew how to bring the party.
Smart move. They're like, why waste time interviewing randoms when you've got a crew of awesome people already in your life? So what's it actually like having the Barrel and Bloom team at your wedding? Are that you just like super efficient drink slinging machines?
From the interviews, it sounds like the opposite. Tom described his team cracking jokes, dancing with guests, really going above and beyond to make everyone feel like a VIP.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. They're like the ultimate wedding hype squad.
Yeah.
But weddings are chaotic, right? Timelines, meltdowns, drunk uncles. How do they handle the pressure and make sure everything runs smoothly?
Well, it all starts with meticulous planning. Tom is super hands-on. For a typical 100-person wedding, he's prepping like 6 to 8 hours beforehand.
Damn, that's some serious dedication. What's he doing during all that prep time?
He's checking inventory, double-checking the alcohol orders, picking up fresh ingredients and ice. He's basically the wedding bar ninja, making sure every single detail is perfect.
I love a man with a plan. You want someone who's obsessed with making sure your bar is the most happening spot at the party? So walk me through the day of the wedding. What's Tom doing? Where's the team? How does it all come together?
He's basically conducting this beautiful boozy symphony. He's on site overseeing the setup. And then once everything's in place, he's popping champagne and making sure the party starts with a bang.
Okay, so he's like the ultimate wedding wingman, making sure the drinks are flowing and the good times are rolling. We've covered a lot of ground here. But there's so much more to unpack.
We've only just scratched the surface. When we come back, we'll dive deeper into what it's really like to work with Tom and his team and why choosing the right bartender can make or break your big day. Stay tuned.
All right, so we've established that Barrel and Bloom brings the party.
Mm-hmm.
But what's it really like to work with Tom and his team? Because you know anyone can talk a big game, but we want to know if they actually walk the walk.
Right, it's like, show me the receipts. I need to hear from real couples who've had their wedding dreams come true. Thanks to Barrel and Bloom.
Well, based on the interviews and testimonials, it seems like they deliver. One thing that stood out was Tom's focus on his team's happiness. He genuinely believes that happy bartenders equal happy guests, which makes total sense. You can't fake good vibes, right? If the people behind the bar are miserable, it's going to bring down the whole damn party.
Exactly. And it seems like his focus on creating a positive work environment translates into amazing experiences for couples. Tom mentioned that some of his proudest moments are reading the heartfelt thank yous he receives from couples after their weddings, knowing his team helped make their day unforgettable. That's what it's all about.
Okay, that's sweet. So yeah, you want a delicious cocktail, but you also want to know that the people making those drinks are actually invested in making your day special. It's the human touch, you know?
Absolutely. It's about more than just transactions. It's about creating genuine connections.
So let's say I'm convinced Barrel and Bloom is the shit. And I need them at my wedding. What's the next step? Do I just slide to their DMs?
Well, they do have a pretty active social media presence. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook for some serious cocktail inspiration. But if you want to make things official, they have all their contact info listed in the interview. You can visit their website, shoot them an email, or even give them an old school phone call.
Love that. There's something about a good old fashioned phone call that just makes things feel more personal, you know? So let's say I reach out, we chat, and I'm like, Tom, you're the man. Let's do this. What can I expect from the planning process?
Well, Tom really emphasizes personalization. So one of the first things they'll do is they'll do a deep dive into your vision for the wedding. They'll ask about your preferences, your theme, the overall vibe you're going for.
Love that. Because again, this is your wedding, your party. The drink should reflect you and your partner's unique love story. It shouldn't just be some generic bar menu.
Exactly. And to help you nail down those personal touches, they offer a free tasting in Denver. You can actually sample the cocktails, make adjustments, and really fine-tune the menu to perfection.
Okay, free booze and personalized drinks. Sign me up. But let's be practical for a minute. We're talking weddings, which means budget spreadsheets, and maybe a few financial meltdowns. Do you need to be like a trust fund baby to afford Barrel and Bloom?
That's a great question. Unfortunately, we don't have specific pricing information from the sources, but it's worth noting that Tom's goal is to be the biggest wedding bartending service in Colorado and eventually expand to other cities. So it's likely they offer a range of packages to fit different budgets.
That makes sense. And even if they're not the cheapest option, you're paying for so much more than just drinks. You're paying for an experience, for peace of mind, for knowing that your bar is in the hands of professionals who are going to make your wedding unforgettable.
Exactly. It's about the value they bring, not just the dollar amount.
Right. Because let's be real, you can cut corners on a lot of things at your wedding.
Right.
But the bar is not one of them. That's where people let loose, connect, create memories. It's the heart of the party.
Absolutely. It's an investment in the overall vibe and enjoyment of your wedding.
Okay, so let's fast forward. The wedding's over, the guest. The guests are gone. The dress is packed away. What's the lasting impression that Beryl and Bloom leaves?
Based on the testimonials that Tom shared, it seems like the lasting impression is pure joy and connection. Couples rave about how the team made their guests feel welcome, how the drinks were amazing, and how the bar truly became the heart of the celebration.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like they're not just serving drinks, they're creating memories. And isn't that what a wedding is all about?
Yeah, it's those moments of laughter, connection, and celebration that you carry with you long after the last dance.
So we've heard about Tom's journey, his vision for Beryl and Bloom, the kick-ass team, and the happy couples who've had their weddings elevated by this amazing company. But what about Tom himself? What's his advice for other entrepreneurs? Or for couples who are just starting to plan their big day?
He offered some wisdom in the interview. He stressed the importance of patience and self-compassion, especially when starting a business. He reminded us that success doesn't happen overnight. And to be kind to ourselves during setbacks.
Such a good reminder. Because let's be honest, starting a business is a wild ride. It's not all champagne and confetti. There are going to be challenges, moments when you want to scream into a pillow and give up. But it's about pushing through those tough times and staying focused on your vision.
And speaking of vision, Tom had some advice for couples planning their weddings. He encouraged them to stay true to themselves, to create a celebration that reflects their unique love story.
Preach. Don't get caught up in the Pinterest perfect wedding hype. Do what feels right for you and your partner. And if that means having a badass bar with personalized cocktails and a team of bartenders who are basically your new best friends, then go for it.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about Tom's journey, his vision for Beryl and Bloom, the importance of a positive work environment, and the magic that happens when you combine delicious drinks with genuine human connection. But before we wrap up, I want to get your final thoughts. What stood out to you the most about Beryl and Bloom? I think what's most impressive is how Tom built a business that's not just successful, but also truly meaningful. He created a company that's built on joy, connection, and a deep understanding of what makes a celebration special. That's truly rare and inspiring.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
He's making killer cocktails and making a difference. He's proving that it's possible to have a business that's both profitable and purpose-driven. And honestly, that's the kind of shit that gives me hope for the future.
I agree. It's refreshing to see businesses that prioritize people and experiences over just profits.
All right, folks, that's a wrap on our deep dive into Beryl and Bloom Co. We hope you're feeling inspired, motivated, and maybe just a little bit thirsty.
And if you're planning a wedding or any kind of event, remember to prioritize the things that matter most. Good company, good vibes, and of course, damn good drinks. Cheers.
Okay, but let's get real for a second. We've been gushing over Beryl and Bloom, and they sound amazing. But weddings can be expensive AF. So how do you decide if a premium bartending service like this is worth the splurge?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question every couple faces, right? I think it all comes down to priorities. You know, if you're the type of couple who thinks, drinks are just there to prevent dehydration, then maybe a basic bar package will do.
But if you want your wedding to be an epic fucking party, where the drinks are as memorable as the dress and the first dance, then you need to invest in that experience.
Absolutely. And remember, the bar is often the social hub of the wedding. It's where people mingle, connect, and let loose.
Exactly. It's not just about grabbing a drink. It's about the whole vibe, the service, the feeling of being taken care of. And that's what a company like Beryl and Bloom brings to the table. They elevate the entire experience, turning it into something truly special.
And that's something to consider when you're looking at your wedding budget. Maybe you scale back on those fancy favors or the over-the-top floral arrangements and invest that money in something that will really impact your guest's experience.
Preach. Because at the end of the day, your guests might not remember what kind of centerpieces you had, but they'll definitely remember if they had a blast at the bar.
And they'll remember the people who made those good times happen, the bartenders who made them feel special and knew their names, and, you know, created the perfect drink to match their mood.
So we've established that a good bartender can make or break a wedding. But let's zoom out for a second. What's the bigger takeaway here? What can we learn from Tom and his approach to business, to life, to creating something extraordinary.
I think what's inspiring about Tom's story is that he took something he loved, bartending,
yeah,
and turned it into a business that's not just successful, but also reflects his values. He prioritizes joy, connection, sustainability, and that shines through in everything Barrel and Bloom does.
It's not just about the business, right? It's about his whole approach to life. He quit a soul-crushing job to chase his passion. He took a chance on himself, on his vision, and created something truly unique.
And that's a message that resonates beyond weddings and cocktails. It's a reminder that we all have the power to create something meaningful, something that brings joy to ourselves and others.
Damn, that got deep. But you're right. Tom's story is a reminder that sometimes you have to take a leap of faith, follow your gut, and trust that the universe has your back. And maybe, just maybe, you'll end up creating something as awesome as Barrel and Bloom.
Who knows? Maybe we'll be doing a deep dive on your amazing business someday.
Huh. I'll drink to that. All right, my friends, that's a wrap on our deep dive into Barrel and Bloom Co. We hope you're feeling inspired, motivated, and maybe a little thirsty.
And if you're planning a wedding or any kind of event, remember to prioritize the things that matter most. Good company, good vibes, and of course, damn good drinks. Cheers.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.